It's one of those musicals that never seems to get old, and the North American tour of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music is now at the Wharton Center. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with two of the cast members ahead of their opening night. And what's this about one of the milking Michigan cows in an evening gown, Jamie?
Yeah, that is Terry Hansen. She's a Michigan native, and we'll speak with her a little later on and find out exactly which Michigan County's Miss Pageant she won. But I also spoke with Kirsten Anderson, the young actress who plays Maria, the nun turned governess turned bride in the classic musical.
I love Maria because she perseveres through everything. And she does it with this, like, beautiful optimism and just, like, passion for good. Like, she just wants the best for everybody in her life. And because of that, you know, I'm sort of, like, learning that. She's sort of teaching me that lesson, you know, in real life as well. But I think, you know, and also she just adores music, and as do I. I think it really speaks. Music is sort of how her heart speaks, and I think that's really something beautiful about Maria and something that I, you know, hope to be able to maybe steal from her.
I would say for a very small number of musicals that are out there, they have, you know, certain performances that transcend the show that they're in. Now, again, not many, but to borrow a line from The Sound of Music itself, how do you solve a problem like Julie Andrews? Do you play the role based on her so that the audience expectation is something close to what they saw in the film?
You know, I could never in a million years, though I could dream and hope all day long, to be Julie Andrews. She's just so elegant and beautiful and a voice that's just glorious. You know, even in my wildest dreams, I could never be her. And so I think I really didn't try to be her. I just tried to take the text and take the story and tell the story to the best of my ability. And so, you know, they're not going to see Julie Andrews, but I think they'll see something that's just as engaging and just as able to tell the story, just as, hopefully, just as heartfelt as Julie Andrews is.
When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so
We're speaking with Kirsten Anderson, who portrays the iconic role of Maria in this North American tour of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music, playing at the Wharton Center now through Sunday. And Kirsten was chosen to lead this tour while finishing her sophomore year of college in New York City, where joining a professional tour might give a musical theater student much more of an education than being in a classroom.
I went to school at Pace University, and because it is in the city, the teachers have sort of developed a method of allowing the students to audition at for things that are in the city because they figure it's part of, you know, what you need to be learning to be an actor in New York City. And if you're there, you may as well take advantage of it. And so I had just finished my sophomore year, actually. So I was cleaning up my apartment for my sub letters. And, you know, I sent an email off to my teachers and told them that I had got an appointment for The Sound of Music and was going in. And they're very supportive in that way. You know, they sort of know everybody in the business as well. So if, you know, if things sort of are weird or if you just don't get a call back, they can kind of get feedback from, you know, these casting directors. But I'm extremely lucky in the fact that I got another call back and a call back, and now I got the role.
The best feedback of all.
Yes, that's fantastic feedback.
The perception of Sound of Music as being a fairly wholesome musical and, you know, obviously very well culturally known, but the story in it is fairly dark when you get to the big contrast. Is there a way that people that bring their kids can prepare them for what is going to be discussed and the real gravity of the situation that the Von Trapp family's in?
Sure. Well, you know, I think it's an interesting sort of dichotomy because these are horribly tragic events, but they are also history and things that have happened. And I really believe in the importance of teaching history and learning about history. I think it informs every, you know, decisions that we make in the future. And I think, you know, there might be a way to talk with your children about how, you know, we went through this thing called World War II, where, you know, some people were doing bad things to a specific group of people, and, you know, people had to flee their country. And it's a hard topic, but if it's if you'd rather talk about it prior to the show instead of getting the questions, I think there is an easy, appropriate way to do that.
Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, green and bright, bless my homeland forever.
In this touring company of The Sound of Music at the Wharton Center now through Sunday, Maria's rival for Captain Von Trapp's affection is Elsa Schrader, as performed by Michigan native Terry Hansen. But though Elsa is the romantic rival, Terry knows her character to be a good woman.
She's not a villainess at all. She's just a woman who's with the wrong guy. That's all. It's as simple as that. And the minute she figures that out, she makes a very graceful exit with nothing but kind words to both the captain and to Maria. You know, in the film, in that wonderful, wonderful film with Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer, you know, the last thing she says is, Elfrida Zane, darling, and she says, I have a feeling there's a girl out there who will never be a nun. She has dignity, she has style, she has grace, and she has integrity. And she's an independent woman. She would never stoop to beg. And she sees things very clearly. She's an intellectual woman, but she's also a woman with heart. And oftentimes I think strong women are easily stereotyped as villainesses, and she is not. And I've never portrayed her that way, and neither do I in this wonderful brand-new production that three-time Tony Award winner Jack O'Brien and the Rodgers and Hammerstein Foundation have brilliantly put together.
For The Sound of Music, Terry Hansen even has a specific name for this genre of musical theater.
Reality musical theater, because this is a true story. This really happened. Maria really existed. Those seven children really existed. Many of them are still alive, touring the country and singing. The captain really lost his wife to scarlet fever, which she contracted from one of their children. The baroness was the cousin of his first wife and sort of a convenient replacement or heir apparent to those seven children. She and the captain were together for years, and when Maria came on the scene, her name was Yvonne, she sort of thought, you know what, this isn't working out, this isn't really for me. And she, in fact, was the one who suggested that the captain, the real Captain Von Trapp, and Maria Rainer should be married, and left. And the very night she left, he proposed to Maria.
No little shack do you share with me. We do not flee from a mortgagee. Nary a care in the world have we.
How can love survive?
You're fond of bonds and you own a lot. I have a plane and a diesel yacht.
Plenty of nothing you haven't got. How can love survive?
This North American tour of The Sound of Music, now at the Wharton Center, brings Terry Hansen back to Michigan, where she got her undergraduate at Central Michigan University. Well, not only her undergraduate.
In the winter of 2013, I received a call from President George Ross, who is a dear and wonderful man and an exceptional president. And he said, Terry, I'd like you to come to the commencement this year. And I said, I'd be delighted. What would you like me to sing? He said, well, actually, I was thinking you might talk. I said, George, you sure you have the right person on the line? He said, oh, yes, yes. I'd like you to deliver the commencement address. You know, I've sung on the stages of the Kennedy Center. I've been on some of the biggest operatic stages. And this was the most daunting task I had ever had. And I had no idea I would also be honored with a PhD from the university as well. That is something almost incomprehensible. It's sort of beyond words to receive that kind of acknowledgement and honor from your alma mater.
So then when you're here, are you planning a trip up to Mount Pleasant?
Oh, my goodness. We've got a busload coming, of course. Yes, I always go to Mount Pleasant and see all, you know, it's funny because the people who I attended college with are now some of the faculty members at Central. You know, it's wonderful to go back. It's so familiar. And I did a one-year stint as Miss Isabella County as well and was part of the Miss Michigan pageant. I actually crowned Kehlani Ray Rafko, who was our only Miss Michigan, who then went on to become Miss America. You know, so I spent a lot of time in evening gowns milking cows around the state of Michigan.
Doe, a deer, a female deer, bay, a drop of golden song.
The national tour of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music, featuring former Miss Isabella County, Terry Hansen as Elsa Schrader, as well as Kirsten Anderson as Maria, is at the Wharton Center now through Sunday, February 14th. Tickets and more information at whartoncenter.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.